Well, today we've had a number of constituency meetings out in the constituency, primarily planning. I've been in Port Danone this morning and this afternoon, looking at a number of sites, and tomorrow we'll be meeting with planners in County Hall to discuss a number of sites that have been recommended for refusal. Some interesting points and some interesting trends in terms of planning here. A lot of young people still want to live in the countryside. There is the issue of the non-farm and rural dweller and the frustration that they feel in terms of not being able to get a site close to home within the rural communities. Further to that, there we have been dealing with a lot of applications where farmers are availing of the opportunity to have a site within their property, one they can avail of every 10 years. But one of the cases we've been dealing with, and this has come up on a number of occasions, is where the planners are sometimes insisting that dwellings be close to farm buildings and also close to slurry tanks. And I think that's something we need to consider further, because obviously some guidelines quite clearly state that new buildings should not be situated within 75 metres of a slurry tank, and given the obvious tragedies that we've seen particularly last year in regard to slurry tanks on farms, I think that planners need to take into account the safety concerns of farmers who want to build a new home close to their farm for their son, for their daughter, so that the farm can continue its work. But obviously they do not want a house on top of a slurry tank. So I think that's something that needs to be considered by planners, and that's something we'll certainly be looking at and put a number of questions to the Minister of Environment in regard to as well.